Coming up on Rank the Universe.
And I like them to be almost like mashed potatoes on the inside.
No! What that's the worst!
Get out. If you're going to eat mashed potatoes, eat mashed potatoes.
What's up, you guys? Welcome to a brand new Rank the Universe, the show that gets your life in order. My name is Pedro, and today we're getting good and greasy with a topic that has the heart of America pounding in more ways than one. Today, we're counting down your top 10 fast food French fries. Now, fries are a staple of our culture, the quintessential American side dish, and you just can't get a burger without a good, hot, fresh batch of sliced up potato deliciousness. And whether they're made of zucchini, sweet potato, or good old-fashioned Idaho spud, French fries can bring people together, but they can definitely also tear them apart. As always, if you want to get in on the fun, find us on Facebook at Rank the Universe, on Instagram at Rank the Universe, on Twitter at Rank the Universe. There will be new topics every Tuesday for you to vote on, and I can't wait to hear from you guys. To help me count down your top 10 French fries, I have my two saltiest friends with me today. First off, she's a brand new mother of a handsome rescue beagle named Rascal, and if you haven't heard her single Deja Vu yet, you're missing out. Please welcome sweet Melissa Lassus.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah. Hi, yeah, you must listen to Deja Vu. It's a hit.
Deja Vu is coming to you, 60 miles per hour.
And she's a food connoisseur and everybody's bougiest friend, the owner of famous Tampa eatery Tralala Bistro. Please welcome Elizabeth Latimer.
Hi.
So the reason Elizabeth is on this episode of the podcast is because she's the friend that you're talking about, oh my gosh, I want some mac and cheese. And she'll go, oh my God, have you had the mac and cheese at Wilkes Booth House? And it's a place you've never heard of. It's always some random ass eatery somewhere that no one has ever been to. And somehow Elizabeth's been to all of it.
It's so. Just because I live by them. You have to pick somewhere good. I'm not going to go to Chili's every time I go out to eat. I'm going to try
to I'm not going to go out to Chili's ever. So.
No, not since like 2004.
Anyway, so when I put out the topics for this podcast and I said, hey, people, vote on this. People voted the most on boy bands and the second most on French fries. I was so surprised at how many feelings people had about what their favorite French fries were. What we did is when you ranked your top 10, we went out and we bought a small French fry order from every single place.
We sure did.
I actually got a medium.
So as we count down the French fries, we're actually going to be eating them and talking about this taste live. Anyway, Melissa.
Yeah.
French fries for you. As a huge, massive fan of salt. If you don't know this about Melissa, Melissa pours salt on her food. I don't understand how you don't have high blood pressure.
I actually have low blood pressure, so I feel
like
that
so
this is healthy for me to eat this much salt.
Well, okay.
So far it has had zero negative effects except for my extreme dehydration on the reg.
Bloating.
She basically bloating. Pees Orange Crush.
Kind of.
Orange crust.
More like brown crush.
Is your pee actually brown?
The fact that it took you a while to answer that.
I've been saying brown, and actually lately it's been pretty good because I've been drinking more water.
Good for you.
Thank you.
We've been encouraging her to drink water.
Yeah.
So as far as French fries go, Are you like a French fry fiend? Are you the person that always gets French fries with your meal?
I would love to be that person, but I don't want to be a chub chubs. So I try not to get French fries. Every once in a while I'll indulge, but I love me some potatoes.
I think French fries were my first love. I love when I growing up, McDonald's French fries were one of the only things I like to eat. I'm actually not a potato fan as much as I am a French fry fan. I don't eat mashed potatoes. I don't eat baked potato really, but a French fry.
You can't go wrong.
You just can't.
I feel like when you have a really, because I will say that I am not necessarily a big French fry person. Like I will always go for the other option, but sometimes all they have is coleslaw and then you kind of stuck, right? You've got to get the fries. And I want a good French fry. Like I want the outside to be crispy. Like, okay.
Right.
Let's talk ideal French fries. Like what is your ideal French fry?
Ooh, Obviously salty.
Like, I would add pepper to that too.
I'm going to salt it anyway, but I would prefer that it comes to me salty already. That would be number one.
Because when you fry something, you're supposed to salt it immediately, and that's what makes it hold the salt.
Yeah.
So
and it's supposed to be Himalayan sea salt from the tail of a beaten otter.
Yeah, from your own salt block that you have in your backyard.
Oh, obviously.
Chisel it away. But yeah, when you salt something after you fry it, that's what makes it hold the flavor. So if they don't know to do that.
Some places do not know to do that.
No.
And I'm disappointed when I order fries knowing it's like my cheap fry meal and then they come and they're not good. You're like, damn it, I just wasted my calories.
Yeah, why am I eating this?
Exactly. There's
exactly.
nothing worse than wasting a cheap meal.
Yeah. It's definitely salty. I'd say a little crispy. I'm not like super big on the crisp, but I don't want it to be soggy, disgusting, limp wiener in my mouth.
Nobody likes a limp wiener.
Not in their mouth anyway.
Especially not in their mouth.
Elizabeth, what about you? Ideal fry.
I would say definitely the salty. I don't love salt on everything, but I think on that it's necessary. I like them to be a mix of crispy with a little, I don't mind a soft one every now and then, as long as it's got good flavor. But I hate if there's like the skin of the potato on the french fry.
Oh, mm-hmm. See, I was gonna say the opposite. My favorite fries are like steak fries that are thick cut with the skin on them when they're fried. And I like them to be almost like mashed potatoes on the inside.
What the fuck? Get out. If you're gonna eat mashed potatoes, eat mashed potatoes.
All right, guys, this is fun and all, but we've got 10 bags of french fries waiting to be devoured by us. So Melissa, Elizabeth, let's rank the universe. All right, I'm hungry, so let's just get down into it. Number 10, drum roll, please. Well, you can hear the bag crinkling. You don't know what bag it is, but it's Burger King! All right, so full disclosure, Melissa tried one of these french fries immediately and is literally gagging into the bathroom, so we're going to give her a second to recover. You good, Melissa?
And I almost died, so...
You literally just spat it up.
I coughed. It was in my throat, like I was breathing it. Oh my God, I'm traumatized.
All right, so why do you hate Burger King?
A mass of fries. It's not light and airy.
It, to me, feels like it's obviously frozen. It comes from a frozen bag. But
it does taste frozen.
And it tastes frozen,
yes.
I think.
Yeah,
and
100%.
I think they're too thick. They're cut too thickly to where it doesn't feel like a french fry. It just feels like... And I like the mashed potato-y, but I don't like this. It's too starchy.
That's not even
it tastes like you're eating yucca. Have you ever had yucca fries?
Yeah,
that's kind of the consistency.
Now who sounds bougie? He's my sous chef at Trollala Bistro with his yucca fries.
Hired!
Yeah, we're going to just get rid of these.
Anyone who... How did that even make the top 10?
So my husband Mike stands by the fact that he thinks Burger King fries are the greatest fries ever. But here's the thing about Burger King fries. They're good in theory. They're good when they're fresh and not frozen. They're good when they're salted as soon as they get out of the oven. And... It never happens.
Then you get into this situation where any french fry is going to be good if it's hot and out of the oven with salt on it. So does it hold up? Does it stand the test of time?
No, they don't deliver ever. Like, there's a Burger King near my house. So growing up, I always wanted McDonald's, but sometimes my mom would be like, no, we're going to Burger King. It's right here. I don't remember the fries ever coming out hot.
No.
They're always rubbery and cold and
never
soggy.
Salted.
Yeah, they're disgusting.
Right, absolutely. Okay. So let's move on to number 9. Number 9, drum roll, please. It's Zaxby's!
Okay. I will have to say that these looked good when I was picking them up.
I'm curious. I don't know this very well.
So we kind of we tag-teamed this and we had everybody go get like 3 or 4 of these fries for us to have them tonight. And Elizabeth texts both of us and says, Zaxby's is winning already because their bag has handles.
It's so nice.
And it's convenient. Okay, I'm
curious. they come in a little box, which is exciting. Mm. I've never had Zaxby's fries. Oh, they're crinkle cut.
They look like
crinkle
what you would make at home.
Yeah.
And they look like
I'm
they
nervous.
Have a delicious seasoning salt on them.
I don't know. They look like what my mom would cook from the bag.
My mom loves crinkle cut. Oh, this is soggy already.
They need more salt.
They do need salt. I like the little seasoning they're going
I like
for.
The seasoning. It's like that seasoning you get at the movie theater that you put on the popcorn. Yeah. Sometimes like that orange salt. For a cold french fry, I would actually eat this, which you can't usually say.
There's flavor to them. There's a specific flavor, which I didn't get from the Burger King.
I like these.
Yeah.
And I will say presentation's pretty good because the box is real cute.
It is cute.
And you don't get grease everywhere.
Mm-hmm. And like you said, the bag does have handles. So if you want a paper bag that has handles,
and they were delightful,
go to Zaxby's.
In the drive-thru.
Use it as a purse.
Moving on to number 8. Number 8, we've got, drumroll please.
Steak and Shake.
Number 8 is Steak and Shake.
Okay.
Okay. So... My favorite thing about going to eat at Steak and Shake is that when you go, they have fry seasoning on the table and you can put it on your fries. And it's my favorite thing. I put it on everything. My burgers, on my coleslaw sometimes.
Hmm.
It's disgusting, but it's delicious.
Okay. But if you go through the drive-thru, you can't get that.
I think I normally like Steak and Shake fries. Like when I go to Steak and Shake, they come out hot. They're shoestring, but I enjoy them. I tasted them as soon as I got them at the drive-thru, even though I wasn't supposed to. They have zero salt on them. And they were hot and they were crispy, so I appreciated that, but they had no flavor whatsoever.
So what you're saying is dine in at Steak and Shake.
Yeah, well, because then you can put on seasoning, and I think that makes them better.
The seasoning makes it. So is it fair that these are ranked number 8, the number 8 best fry ever?
I can't believe this beat Zaxby's.
I'm kind of with you. I think maybe people just like this shoestring quality.
And
is there something to be said, too, that if you like the fries of a place because you like the rest of the food? Like, if you're so inclined to go there already and eat the food, you're going to get the fries anyway because you're already there. And then you like the fries and you just develop a taste for them.
Like, I would go to Steak and Shake to get something, and then I would go to this place next door to get French fries because it was Checkers.
That's so much effort.
I do not do that. I sometimes will get extra fries with my Frisco melt because I like the fries so much there.
Okay. Do you get extra Frisco sauce and dip your fries in
it? I do, and I drench my fries in Frisco sauce, and then I eat them with a fork like it's poutine.
Ooh.
But it's like American poutine.
You're so fancy.
I'm so fancy and also so fat.
There was a Steak and Shake across from our high school, and it was open 24 hours. That was a fun. We have fun memories there.
Do you guys get shakes at Steak and Shake though?
Hell yeah.
Do you know they have happy hour shakes at Steak and Shake? From I think 3 to 5.
Yeah, I can't handle it though, because one shake is like 900 calories.
I have one every 7 years.
You know what's ruined the world is that now they have calories next to the menu.
Yeah.
I always get the junior shake because even if I get a full size shake, it's too much for me. And now they have like
pussy ass bitch.
Listen, it is too much for me. And they have toppings on them now. Like you can get them like an ice cream sundae where there's caramel on the top and like stuff at the bottom.
But sometimes you can't even suck the
You can't get this caramel like caramel stuck in the straw.
You can't drink it.
I don't believe they have any trouble sucking.
Unless it's a limp wiener.
Limp wiener. Speaking of which, these fries are a little limp. Let's move
on. Yeah, stop eating these.
All right, moving on to number 7. Number 7 is interesting because number 7 is In-N-Out Burger. And here's the dilemma. We don't have an In-N-Out Burger within 200 miles of where we are. So we don't get to try them. I have never had them. Yeah. So Elizabeth, have you had them?
No.
No one at this table has had In-N-Out fries. So we're going to take your word for it.
Yeah.
You guys like In-N-Out?
I don't agree. I'm not going to take your word for it.
One day, if you're listening to this and you're at an In-N-Out Burger,
you're probably still mad.
Maybe buy a small fry and eat it and send us your thoughts. Tell us.
I thought you wanted them to mail it to us.
I don't think that would taste good.
All right.
They couldn't taste any worse than those Burger King fries.
True that.
Jeez.
I'm still like wanting to cough about it.
All right, so I don't know the ins and outs of this fry, but but one day I'm sure I will be somewhere where there's an In-N-Out Burger and I will try them and I will be able to give you an actual opinion. Watch, it'll be like 10 episodes from now I'll have had them and be like, by the way, you guys.
Let's go back.
Let's go to number 6. Number 6 is a classic. It's a family restaurant.
Wendy's.
Number 6 is Wendy's.
Okay.
All right, now, let's talk Wendy's because Wendy's, within the last like 3-4 years, changed their French fries entirely.
Yes.
So do you guys remember their fries from before?
I liked them better before. I feel like now they kind of remind me of a Burger King taste.
I agree. I think they kind of are the same.
They're okay. They're salty. Not salty, sorry.
Actually, flavor-wise, I don't mind them. They kind of, there's like a nutty texture to them. Do they fry them in peanut oil or something?
I would agree with that. They're fine. I'm not excited.
They leave a weird aftertaste.
Wendy's to me is like the kind of restaurant. I do love me some Wendy's and I will always go to Wendy's.
They're chicken nuggets.
It's what you get when there's nothing else. Right?
Or like on a road
Wendy's?
Trip.
Yeah.
It's where you go because you think their bathroom will be clean.
Like very rarely do you go to Wendy's like, oh my God, I really want some Wendy's, you know?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever said that statement. Except for when I was going like every other night for a frosty float.
Oh.
No, not just a frosty. Frosty float. Because floats are my jam. Yeah, they're all right. They're not changing my life.
I'm not excited about it.
I'm
not going to need another one.
That puts us at halfway around the world. Halfway around the world. So now that we know the bottom 5, how do we think this is shaking up?
Predictions?
Yes.
Checkers is going to be in there. McDonald's is going to be in there.
Yeah.
I feel like you either love or hate Arby's.
Agree.
Checkers, I feel like, is going to be pretty high up. Because they are so damn greasy and iconically
delicious.
They're
so polarizing.
Yeah.
I feel the same way about Checkers as you do about Arby's. I think Chick-fil-A will be number two.
Really?
I have a question for you guys. So when you go to a restaurant and they don't offer fries, mm-hmm. fries are not on the menu, what's your next best side? Like if you're getting a burger and there's no fries to go with it.
At that point, I might just go for like a vegetable. Because if I can't have fries, then just give me some broccoli. Like whatever. But
I guess, like, especially Irish pubs, you'll get a burger and it'll come with chips.
Yeah, which is not exciting. I could go to the vending machine, so it's not worth my calories.
They always make me feel bad. Well, I guess fruit is a side that I would get.
Hell no!
Yeah, I'm
you
not.
You like fruit?
No! I would just like to point out that the fries that we've tested already are like sitting around, and Elizabeth and I, out of these, keep going for the Zaxby's. Yeah. So
the only reason I'm not is because they're out of reach for me.
Okay, so
thanks
I
for
guess
keeping
so
them for
far
me, bitches.
We're all on Zaxby's.
Zaxby's should have been higher. You guys fucked up.
I mean, to be fair, I had never even had Zaxby's. I didn't even think that we had one in Tampa.
That was so weird because after eating all of them and trying a Zaxby's one, that's definitely the best one.
Okay. Mm. We're in agreement.
All right. Moving on to number five. Number five, we got Five Guys. Okay. I have to disagree. I hate them. I never get fries at Five Guys. First of all, you get too many. You can't ever finish them. Second,
what is it with you with the too many, too much milkshake? Who are you as a human?
I don't like their fries. They taste like grease to me.
It doesn't matter. You can't have too many of anything. Abundance is wonderful. I'd rather have too many than too little.
No, I agree with that because there's nothing more disappointing than not having enough fries or when they don't fill it all the way. But I will say that Five Guys fries are garbage.
I don't like them. They make me feel bad. Like I feel the heartburn immediately when I'm eating them. Yeah. I don't like their burgers either. One time I went and I ordered a veggie burger because I had a vegetarian phase for a second. And I ordered a veggie burger and their veggie burger is just an all the way burger with no burger.
That's
so it was just a bun
I've
with vegetables.
Heard.
And
that's
I was
ridiculous.
Like, okay, where the fuck is the patty? And they're like, oh, we don't do a veggie patty. That's the veggie
then
burger.
Don't put it on the
menu.
Well,
that's exactly what I'm saying.
Burger,
you're an idiot. I'd rather you put french fries on the burger.
I hate Five Guys. And it's always like in an area that's hard to get to. And
I agree with that.
Just think it's
and
stupid.
I will say, I hate the aesthetic of that stupid restaurant because I feel like I'm in a bathroom. It's all white tile with like random red tiles scattered about.
And you feel like you have to like wipe the grease off your face with like one of those like grease, like
Neutrogena.
Yeah, like the
padding.
Those
blotting
things.
Sheets.
Clean and clear.
Yes.
I don't like it. So Melissa tried to go get some Five Guys french fries for us and they were closed for a renovation.
Yep.
And that's like the only stuff you can get there is french fries and burgers, which would be fine if it was the best french fry and burger you've ever had in your life, but it's not.
There's no other
Some
options.
People swear by it though. Some people really say that that's, oh, you can get peanuts too. When you walk in, they have a big crate of like peanuts that you can de-shell and eat. It doesn't feel sanitary to me.
It doesn't feel like the ingredients are good. It feels like they cover everything with grease and like salt and stuff because the food's not good.
They didn't make that big of an impact, I guess. No,
obviously, you didn't go back, so.
Yeah.
Let's move on to the good stuff. Number four.
Okay. Oh,
controversial.
Oh, God.
Number four, we've got Arby's.
Okay.
Now, okay, so Arby's has two types of fries that are distinct. They have the regular fries and the curly fries. This is specifically for curly fries, what people asked for, which are the better ones.
You say Arby's fries, it's curly fries.
You want the curly fries. Yeah. They do have regular fries, which you always forget, because who would go to Arby's and not get the curly fries?
A nut job.
Right.
Yeah. Let's eat them. I haven't had these in so many years.
I did grow up eating these, and I loved them.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's the best so far. Yes. No question. There's just so much flavor to them. Like, they're seasoned so well, and the texture is so good.
And it's almost like it's not seasoning on it. It's like almost like the potato just tastes that
way. Right. I was just going to say, what is this that makes them like this? Because in my brain as a child, like, Arby's fries were made from, like, a different potato that doesn't exist outside of
Arby's. It's some
sort
of seasoning because they're red, and potatoes just aren't red except red potatoes are
red.
No,
it definitely has to be seasoning, but, like,
they're good.
They're really good.
I want to keep eating
them. And they're cold and soggy and still good.
This
is dangerous. When I'm talking about the mashed potato-iness of a french fry, this is what I mean. Like they're
crispy
just like,
on the outside
with like
a soft
a
on the inside.
Sturdy potato center. Like a sturdy German.
It's like how you want a man. You want him just hard on the outside, but just soft on the inside.
Yes. Meaty. He can be soft on the outside too. Any man is fine. We'll do.
That's true.
Anyone.
Hashtag thirsty. All right, well, I've had too many of these. Let's keep going.
Number three.
Even the ones that aren't curly are good. Mm-hmm. Oh, they're so good.
Yeah, we're still talking about Arby's, you guys. Number three are the Lord's fries themselves, Chick-fil-A.
Okay, I'm down with this.
I fucking
you hate Chick-fil-A.
Hate them to the point where when I went to get them, I was embarrassed that I was getting them.
Oh my God.
Every time. No, listen, I don't like them. I don't like the flavor. I don't like the texture. I don't
How
like the
waffle
cut. How
are you embarrassed to order some fries?
I always ask for a cookie instead. When I get a Chick-fil-A sandwich, I get a Chick-fil-A sandwich, I get a diet lemonade, and I get a cookie.
Oh, so you're the person who gets a diet lemonade with a cookie?
No, I just like the flavor better. But you have to get fries or nothing. Or you can get fruit, I guess, but not the cookie. The cookie doesn't count as a side, and I think that's bullshit.
Can't you get coleslaw?
Yeah, coleslaw or a cookie. A cookie always will win.
Yeah, true. All right, let's eat it.
I love Chick-fil-A's french fries. They were in my top three. They're good. They're seasoned well.
The thing is, when people say that Chick-fil-A is their favorite, do you really think they're saying the fries are their favorites, or they like the chicken and they go and the fries are also good?
I've gone there just for fries.
I wouldn't.
I go to Chick-fil-A because I really like their chicken sandwiches, mm-hmm. and I like the Polynesian sauce, and anything dipped in Polynesian sauce is good. So if I have to get fries, which they force me to, I will dip them the shit into Polynesian sauce, and then it's okay. It's passable. I'm just eating the sauce, and it's fine. But I don't like them. I would not choose them.
I just like eating these right now after eating Arby's. It's like, get them out of here. I want the Arby's.
Right.
Very different.
Arby's is 100% better. They're so much better
seasoned. If I'm going to have a normal fry, it's not going to be Chick-fil-A. It's going to be McDonald's.
Arby's, when was the last time you got Arby's?
Arby's just makes me kind of feel unhealthy.
And their roast beef, I'm pretty sure, is not roast beef.
The cheese is definitely not cheese. No. But it's also fucking delicious.
It is.
Yeah, but I don't think I could eat those sandwiches anymore. Like, I grew up on those, mm-hmm. but now that I just feel like they're sludge meat, like...
No, what you do is you get a turkey sandwich, no cheese, put Arby's sauce on it, get some Arby's fries. Delicious.
Nah.
And it's pretty good turkey. See, I think it speaks the most about Chick-fil-A that the whole Chick-fil-A segment so far, we've talked about Arby's. So
they're just not
cracked. They're
like,
not good. People are like, Chick-fil-A's fries are cracked. No, they're garbage.
I think
you're
these are
garbage.
Better than the Wendy's and the Burger King and the Slim Shake so far.
I agree with that. I don't think they're better than the Zaxby's ones.
No, see, I just ate one and I regretted it immensely.
Yeah.
It's in my mouth and I don't want it to be
boring right now.
Yeah, they're not better than the Zaxby's. No. So far, the ones that have the best seasoning are the ones that are winning.
Yes, that is true. They have the most flavor.
We made it to the top two.
Ooh.
Let's get some predictions because there's a few big players that haven't come up yet.
So it's Checkers and McDonald's.
I think it has to be. I don't know which one's which, though, because if it's Checkers, like, people are taking a strong stance that they like a special kind of fry. But McDonald's is like the classic fry. So if we're going with normal tasting French fries, then McDonald's is your winner.
I would say McDonald's is the winner just because, like I said, I think more people like McDonald's as opposed to Checkers just because Checkers is... polarizing. Some people don't like Checkers.
Yeah, that's true.
They feel
true.
Very strongly about it.
McDonald's is like all encompassing.
Yeah.
But I mean, I thought Nick Carter should be number one out of boy bands, but
you were wrong, girl.
Agree.
He didn't even make number two.
Yeah, I'm bitter. So I'm probably the number one is like Burger King 2. I don't even know.
Burger King 2. Electric Burgerloo.
Some like sub restaurant of Burger King that's even worse is probably number one.
I think
you're so disdainful. Like some restaurant like Burger King that's even
hate
worse.
Burger King.
It's really bad when people have garbage opinions and you can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
My favorite thing about Burger King is that when you eat a burger there, you can taste the char.
Ooh, that is my least favorite thing.
I love it. I like all my food burned. Burn
oh,
away,
no,
baby.
That is like, the reason I will not eat the end of a fry that looks dark is because in my head I associate it with burnt flavor. And burnt flavor, if I even smell it, makes me want to gag. Like, literally, I'm
just like you gagged up that Burger King french fry.
Yes. My family knows on holidays if we're cooking hot dogs like a barbecue that mine
Ooh, I
has
like
to
the
look
burnt
raw.
Ones. Oh no, I like the burnt ones. Just stick it over the fire and let it be char grilled.
No, that's how they all eat
that's
it.
That's the only part of grilling a hot dog that's worth
no,
it is
that
the char marks.
Makes me want to throw up, literally.
You
barf.
Are an insane person.
A raw hot dog makes me want to throw up.
Oh.
Hot dog water. That's the ticket. Anyway, number two, drum roll please. Mickey D's!
Oh, shit, son!
Yeah! So, McDonald's...
What an upset!
I will say this. When people were ranking McDonald's fries, the biggest thing that came up is that McDonald's, but only if they're hot and fresh.
Yes.
And the condition, I think, bumps them down to two.
But
you know?
I think they usually are hot and fresh.
Yeah.
I have to give McDonald's that.
Yeah.
I think they, most of the time, do it.
Yeah.
Do you know why there's not many in there? Because I ate them on the way here.
Oh, my, they're so crispy right
they
now.
They were hot and crispy... AF when I got them.
They're still crispy now, and they're really good. Okay.
They are still crispy.
To me, this feels like that episode of Parks and Rec when Ron and Chris are making burgers and they're competing about which burger is better.
Yes.
And Ron just goes, It's a burger with beef on a bun with nothing. And he's like, and Chris goes, this is better.
Yep.
That's how I feel about this moment right now. Because I was like, nah, they're not going to be that good. They're really fucking good.
They're always good. That's the thing. Like, it's just the rest of McDonald's always makes you feel like garbage.
I don't know. I love me some McDonald's.
I like a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit. I'll eat that all day.
To me, these are crack. Like, I could eat 100 million McDonald's french fries.
You know what I don't like about McDonald's and potatoes? I don't like their hash browns. No. I think the hash browns at Dunkin' Donuts are way better.
I agree. I hate having to take a bite out of my hash brown like it's a popsicle. Like, I don't like that.
Yeah, and they're just greasy and the flavor is just not right. I don't like them.
Yeah.
These are solid, though.
These are, yeah.
Crispy and delicious and good.
These, like, salty. Defined my childhood.
Yes.
I didn't eat anything. I hated most food. McDonald's fries were, like, the one thing that saved me from starvation.
They're every kid's fries, you know, like you get your little tiny fry with your Happy Meal. Now they give you the option in a Happy Meal to get fruit instead. If you're a child, do not let your parents abuse you in such a way. You are not loved. That's exactly right.
You can still be thin and have your fries.
I will say that I never got smalls when I was like this, like, 40-pound 5-year-old, and I was getting extra large, like super sized.
God bless America. Which brings us to number one, our winner. The best fry as voted by you.
Okay.
Of course, it's Checkers season fries.
I am so damn excited. I haven't had them in 10 years.
Checkers.
Dude, so I used to have Checkers all the time because it was the only place within walking distance of my apartment. And I haven't been there forever because they used to give me heartburn. And I was like, oh, God, I don't want to go there. But
they're
man.
They're so seasoned.
When
they
we
are.
Started talking about Checkers and when I knew that Checkers won, I went there to get some fries. Holy shitballs.
They're so good.
Okay, bring them out.
And they're usually hot, too.
Yeah.
By some miraculous. Oh, look at how good they look.
Oh, yeah, bitch. I used to, like you said, eat the shit out of Checkers, but it made me feel like a terrible human. Ooh. I don't know what it is about Checkers that makes me feel the most unhealthy, but God, are they good. Here we go.
I feel like it's because they're like quadruple fried.
I think it's a tie between them and Arby's for me, actually. And I think what it comes down to is seasoning.
I wouldn't pick McDonald's out of these three.
I still would. I love McDonald's.
Like, McDonald's is your number one?
I think so, yeah. Like, even these Checkers fries are really good, but they're not McDonald's. They're just not. They're not the french fry.
I don't know. I like me a seasoned fry. I want to say, after tasting all of them, my favorite out of this bunch is Arby's.
Yeah.
Just from a consistency perspective and flavor also, I'm down with them.
Yeah, I think Arby's tastes the best right now. Like, after being cold, being old.
Yeah.
Old and cold, just like me.
Me
as
just
I like get me, into my 30s.
All of us
the
shrivel
Arby's
and die.
Arby's ones are jam right now. Like, they're good, but also McDonald's.
All right. That's been our ranking. We've got 10 orders of french fries sitting here that we're going to finish up.
I'm not going to finish up those Burger King ones, I'll tell you that right now.
Thanks to Melissa. Thanks to Elizabeth. Next up, we are going to rank the top 10 moments of the Academy Awards with me and my friend Cindy Miller-Ray. Tune in. It's going to be a great time. Until next time, thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.